You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Tuesday, March 5th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining us today is Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library. And Chris, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. And well, it's good to see you again. And there's always stuff going on at the library. And you guys just wrapped up the book blizzard that took place.
We did. That always takes place January through February. And of course, we are already into March. I can't believe it, but it's true. And so we've wrapped up book blizzard and had a lot of adults taking part in that and taking advantage of just, you know, we've been pretty lucky this winter. So normally everybody cuddles up with a good book and or listens to a book, which is always a great option too. If you have, you know, a Libby and you take advantage of either that or Hoopla. And but we've got a lot of people that took advantage of just even with the nice weather. Yeah, a lot of people came in, got signed up, read their books and were eligible for some neat mugs. And it's always a good time. Yeah, it's always a good way to start the new year, is just having a great book to read and having some goals as far as, you know, and it, you have to read 4 books to put your name in for, and the people actually collect the mugs every year. There's a bunch of them that do. So yeah, it was fun.
That's a great way to start off this 2024 year with that book blizzard. And then a couple of events have taken place too throughout the library in January and February, and then it's going to be another busy March here too.
It is, and we actually hosted the I Love Crookston event several weeks ago, and that was a great event. Had a lot of people come out from the community, and some that kind of, you know, came upon it by happenstance. You know, they just came in to get maybe a book off the hold shelf, or they were doing, you know, maybe printing a print job, and happened to see this huge, great map for, you know, of from above of Crookston, and it was pretty neat to see that laid out and take part in that whole process. And people were able to put post-it notes on it to see what they would like to see, their kind of their vision. So hopefully there'll be some other events taking place either at the library going forward with the planning of that, or elsewhere in the community. I would encourage people to get out and take part in that, because hey, it's our community, and you know, it's nice to have an opportunity to just provide input and you know, kind of dream big and let folks from the Twin Cities as well as others know what we would like to see for our community and help grow our community that way. Shannon Stassen was an integral part of making that happen, and several others from the University of Minnesota Extension Office and the U of M. And so, yeah, it was great to be a part of that, and we were happy to partner with that and look forward to being a part of that going forward. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that was an exciting event that we had talked about on this program a while ago as well. So yep. great to hear that you guys are hosting a bunch of different things, and that's kind of what the library is for. It's not just for books. There's all kinds of different, whether it's events or things that people can do at the library.
It really is. You know, the Family Resource Center, we've been working closely with Polk County Social Services since last June on the Family Resource Center. They have a number of great things going on, can help people with everything from food vulnerabilities to, you know, transportation needs to getting kids signed up for, you know, tutoring and or, you know, your educational needs through the district. They've got just housing. They help people with different grants and different, you know, things, paperwork, intake forms and things like that, and just a number of things that, you know, WIC, just helping put people in touch, individuals and families in touch with whatever their needs might be. And it's a one-stop shop. It's great because they can come into the Crookston Public Library, and not only can they apply for and get a library card with proof of their physical address, permanent physical address, whether you rent or own. If you live within the Laurel region, you can get a card. And so helping them with those needs as well as their printing needs. We have Printch. We have the Printch app. If you download that ahead of time and want to send a print job to the library, you can print that off. We have tax forms if we don't have the 1040, which we do right now. But if there's state forms and things that just really aren't available anywhere else anymore, you can come in, and for 10 cents a copy, you can get all of your tax forms printed off. get copies made. It's just, you can do a lot there. If you're looking for employment, we have Career Force. Jason comes in every Tuesday at noon, and he's there meeting with folks, and so helping people through that employment process and navigating the Career Force website. We've got Aluma that comes once a week, Tri-Valley for transportation needs. There's just so much that they can take advantage of in coming into the library, and if we don't have something right there on the spot that we can put you in touch, we can get you the resources and put you in touch with the people that can. So that, I think, is the best, the biggest advantage to having the Family Resource Center in-house. They have hours Monday through Thursday, and that's always, you know, really helpful because people are there literally every day, and you can contact us at 218-281-4522 to ask about what those hours are, or you can go on the website and look for Polk County, Minnesota Family Resource Center, because there are other Polk counties out there, including one in Iowa, and just put down, you know, Polk County Resource Center, Minnesota, Family Resource Center, and it will bring up their website, and you can access their resources on that website as well. So yeah, we've got a lot going on all the time, and that we're really, really excited about. And we do have a new initiative for the coming fall, hopefully. We, Lake Agassiz Regional Library, is working with the school district, ISD 593, the Crookston School District, to become the next location to put library cards in the hands of all Crookston school district students. They can opt out of it, but when they register for school in the fall, parents can opt in for having their child receive a library card automatically. Don't have to come to the library to get it. There's always the online application as well at www.laurel.org. And they can always, or just laurel.org, they can go to that website as well and do one online. But if they register for school in the fall, they can just automatically get a card. And it's just a great, easy way without filling out a separate application to get a card. And it would be tied to their student ID, or, you know, their school ID. Yeah.
That's an excellent initiative, especially because of the importance it is to have kids reading, especially at that very young age, too.
It is. And, you know, sometimes people just don't have access to the library. They can't get down here. Their hours don't coincide with, you know, an opportunity to really, maybe they work nights and they sleep all day. You know, it's hard for parents nowadays. And whether you're a single parent, or in, you know, where you've got a mom and a dad at home, or a guardian, or grandparents, whoever it might be, it's tough for people to get in and to get that kind of stuff done. They just run out of time to get everything in. And, you know, it'll help the teachers, because teachers will bring a class to the library, and maybe normally not everybody has a card. Maybe only, you know, a small percentage of the kids have a card already. This way that everyone would have access to a card, and it helps both teachers, educators, and it helps the parents as well, and grandparents or guardians or whoever might be raising those kiddos. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Moorhead has had it in place. Now this is the second year, and people will come and go. But again, every time somebody registers, they have an opportunity, if they don't already have a library card, to get a library card. And once they graduate, then once they're 18, they can get a regular library card, and we'll just make the switch for them.
Excellent. So that's going to be a really great initiative, and hoping to start, or is this kind of set in stone?
Well, it's looking like it's going to happen, where it's all in the works right now, and we've got the blessing of our superintendent, Randy Berquist, and he's been super supportive of the initiative, as has Kevin Weber, our IT director for the district. And so we've got it in the works right now. We'll hopefully have everything in place to get it you know, started for fall. And that's the plan. And I can't, you know, for right now, I can't see any reason why we can't get it going unless we hear differently. And the next time I'm on Valley Talk, I will give an update, but it's looking very positive to make it happen, hopefully.
And everyone's going to be a winner.
Yeah, everybody wins. You know, we get the library cards in the hands of the kiddos that want and need them. And it helps the teachers. And it, again, everybody wins when people read. and we get kids reading. And that is the reason for our summer library experience program, to prevent that summer slide. When kids get done with school at the end of May, first part of June, boom, they can go right into our summer library experience program at the library. It's every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. There'll be a full schedule of events through July again. And a lot of good things on the horizon, and it's a space theme this year. And so it'll be a lot of fun, you know, doing some things that are related to that, but maybe some that aren't, because it's difficult to get that much programming based on one particular, but just explore in general has kind of been our theme. And so with a space theme for this summer, we're looking forward to a great slate of events. If you're looking at going into Club Kid comes every Wednesday at 2 as well, and they are a part of it. We have great prizes. The incentive is to read, and the more that you read, you know, the more that you can qualify for prizes.
So a couple of exciting things coming up in the next couple of months over at the library. And then there's also going to be a couple of things coming up within the next week or so.
Yep.
A couple of really exciting events. The Grow Perennials of the North, that's going to take place this Saturday.
It is. It's from 10:30 to 11:30. Grow Perennials of the North, featuring plant expert Joe Bergeson of Bergeson Nursery. He will talk about discovering the secrets of success for growing and maintaining the best perennials for our northern climate. And he's always a fan favorite. Bergeson Nursery does a beautiful job, obviously, over there. And they have the, you know, folks that, you know, head over there every year. It's almost like an annual event for people to go over there and check everything out and get whatever it is, their mulch or whatever that they might be getting. As well as their perennials and their annuals and things of that nature. And so we're really excited to have him coming. And again, it's this coming Saturday at 10:30, and you can ask questions and get some great info. He's just a wealth of information. So that'll be a great event for us.
Is this open to the public?
It is open to the public. All events, all programs at Crookston Public Library are always open to the public, always free of charge, because we're a public library. Definitely to come out and take advantage of the great programming that we have throughout the year, because we'll have another thing we're looking forward to. We've got our annual summer concert series coming up in June. It'll be the third Thursday of June, of July, and of August. So during Oxcart days, we'll also have a concert. And it's always the third Thursday, and it's always at 6 o'clock p.m. that we usually try to get going by, 6 or 6:30 at the latest. And so we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, so kind of like this Grow Perennials of the North, another event where it's not about the books. It's a little bit different, kind of tying into what we were talking about earlier.
Absolutely. We're more than books. We are printing. We are copying. We are programming legacy programs. There'll be some great legacy programs coming up as well. We have one, actually, a poetry reading featuring Kimberly Blazer. And it's poetry month in coming up, usually I want to say it's April. So, but in celebration of poetry month coming up, we will have, she was a past Wisconsin poet and laureate, and she is Kimberly Blazer. She will read from her Ancient Light collection of poetry, accompanied by a visual photography slideshow invoking an ancient belonging and the deep relatedness the poet experiences in the watery regions of Minnesota now. So she, I think, will be very good as well. And she is coming up next Monday, March 11th at 6 p.m.
Yeah, so that's going to be an exciting
back
event
to back.
Monday. Yeah, so a couple of events there really close. And also Kimberly, she's a Minnoman High School graduate too, so she has local ties as well.
That'll be excellent. She'll be great. And I think that people will really like those, again, Saturday, Monday, back to back. And then the other really big one that we've got coming up in April that I could start plugging now is basically a gardening for health and well-being. And that is going to be mainly for beginners. It's not for your master gardener, even though some master gardeners will be taking part in it. We've got Amanda Lean, who is the Polk County Public Health Wellness Coordinator for Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, or SHIP, they call it, and also Lisa Logering, she is the U of M Extension Regional Director Northwest. Lisa and Amanda will be on hand to talk about just the benefits, health benefits of gardening and how to plan a successful vegetable garden. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to have a big plot of land. You don't have to be overly ambitious necessarily. They'll even talk about maybe smaller container gardening, small spaces. Maybe you can put some vegetable plants in a flower garden, things of that nature. So there'll be a lot of great information as well at that one. And that will be Saturday, April 13th from 10:30 to 11:30 at the library. So if you check all of these things out on our website, you can always look at laurel.org for those. There's always a schedule of events that for each month that are that's located at the website, or stop in and we can give you a copy of them too.
Yeah, and then another special day that's coming up towards the back end of March. It's going to be Pokemon Day. That's Tuesday, March 26th as well.
That's going to be a big one. We've had some kids in already, really excited, to say the least, about Pokemon Day, thinking that Pokemon Day was, you know, one day last week, one day this week. I think that they're so excited about it that they're like, is it today? Is it today? And no, it's Tuesday, March 26th, and that's going to be from 4 to 5. Basically it's, Cassidy's going to be heading it up, and she's big into Pokemon as well. And there'll be some Pokemon themed activities, coloring pages, books, games, and cards. And, I think that that'll be a lot of fun. It's for basically ages 10 to 13, primarily K through 5, fifth graders, ages 5 to 10 and around about. If you're 11, 12 years old, I had boys that were Pokemon guys too, and they really enjoyed it. So, you know, it's really fun for all ages. If you want to come and check it out, that's Tuesday, March 26th, and that'll be a lot of fun too. And then we also have Reading by the Red on March 26th. And they will be discussing the book, The Secret Book of Flora Lee. And again, they always have tea. They always have some kind of, you know, like cookies or bars, something to that effect, usually cookies and tea with that. And they will be meeting on Tuesday, March 26th as well. But it'll be at the library and Reading by the Red. Books and Brews and Reading by the Red alternate. So they always alternate that last Tuesday of the month. And Books and Brews is always at Drafts at 6 p.m. now, and Reading by the Red is at 6 p.m. at the library itself, in the back in the River Room.
And Books and Brews, that just took place a week ago today.
Well, it was supposed to, but we had a storm. Yeah. So we were closed that day, and so we had to postpone. And so they'll be making that up, and I wanted to say they settled on March 12th, but you could call the library to find out for sure. We had some issues with different dates and election dates, and so we can't have events on election nights and so on and so forth. So, again, you could check us out at giving us a call at 281-4522 to ask about that makeup date if you were interested in coming to chat about that one. Yeah, and I don't even have the book in front of me that they were discussing. I want to say it was Lessons in Chemistry, maybe. But I could be wrong, I'm guessing. So if you are interested in that makeup date for Books and Brews, give us a call, 281-4522. Stop in at 110 North Ash. If you'd like to get a library card or you want to go online, you can go to laurel.org and fill out that online application, and we'd be happy to get you a card set up. And your proof of your permanent physical address when you go online is going to be regional office in Moorhead sending you your actual card. And it'll take a week or so to get, but usually they'll send you an email right away indicating what your card number is if you'd like to go online and start ordering books and placing holds. So we'd be happy to help you out, and we'd always love to see you at the library. And there's going to be a whole bunch of great things going on. We're excited for spring and summer, and we're already looking to fall for planning. So we're really excited about a lot of the things that are on the horizon.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting and busy March here over at the library.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great legacy programming coming up, not just the concert series for summer, but a lot of other great programs on the horizon. And so we're very excited. It's a great time to be a library and to, you know, be able to offer so many different resources and services to our customers. And I think that people would be pleasantly surprised if they haven't been in the library either ever or in some time with all that's going on. So definitely stop in and check us out. I want to thank the Friends of the Library. They just had a meeting last night, our board, and they approved the purchase of new furniture for our reading area. The stuff that's in there is not really holding up very well anymore. It's kind of seen better days. And so they just approved buying some beautiful chairs, seating for that area. Again, they purchased the stuff that's currently there. Always supportive of everything we've got going on. And the Friends of the Library are going to have some great things on the horizon as well. So check out our Facebook page as well. And if you'd like to become a friend of the library, definitely stop in. We've got our membership cards available, and as well as always looking for folks with different talents that we can match up with what our needs are. And if you want to volunteer, we'd love, you know, to have you volunteer to be a friend of the library and to help out with maybe some of the things they've got going on, and just to support libraries in general, because they're such beautiful places and great places to be. So come and be a part of it, whether it's as a customer or as a friend of the library or both. We'd love to have you.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program, and I look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you, you as well. As that was Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library on today's Valley Talk program.